Everyone has a secret. This is mine. In the summer of 1962, I was 19 years old, working as an intern in the White House press office. During that summer, and for the next year and a half, until his tragic death in November 1963, I had an intimate, prolonged relationship with President John F. Kennedy. I kept this secret with near religious discipline for more than 40 years, confiding only in a handful of people, including my first husband. I never told my parents or my children. I assumed it would stay my secret until I died. It didn't. In May 2003, the historian Robert Dalek published An Unfinished Life, John F. Kennedy, 1917 to 1963. Buried in one paragraph on page 476 was a passage from an 18-page oral history that had been conducted in 1964 by a former White House aide named Barbara Gamarikian. The oral history had been recently released along with other long-sealed documents at the JFK Presidential Library in Boston, and Dalek had seized upon a particularly juicy tidbit. Here's what it said. Kennedy's womanizing had, of course, always been a form of amusement, but now it gave him a release from unprecedented daily tensions. Kennedy had affairs with several women, including Pamela Tuneur, Jackie's press secretary, Mary Pinchot Meyer, Ben Bradley's sister-in-law, two White House secretaries, playfully dubbed Fiddle and Faddle, Judith Campbell Exner, whose connections to mob figures like Sam Giancana made her the object of FBI scrutiny, and a tall, slender, beautiful 19-year-old college sophomore and White House intern who worked in the press office during two summers. She had no skills, a member of the press staff recalled. She couldn't type. I wasn't aware of Dalek's book when it came out. JFK biographies, of course, are a robust cottage industry in publishing, and one or two new books appear every year, make a splash, and then vanish. I tried my best not to pay attention. I refused to buy any of them, but that didn't mean I wouldn't occasionally drop into bookstores in Manhattan where I lived to read snippets that covered the years I was in the White House. Part of me was fascinated because I had been there, and it was fun to relive that part of my life. Another part of me was anxious to know if my secret was still safe. The publication of Dalek's book may have been off my radar, but the media was definitely paying attention. The Monica Lewinsky scandal, which had nearly brought down the Clinton administration 5 years earlier, had stoked the public's interest for salacious details about the sex lives of our leaders, and Dalek's mention of an unnamed White House intern lit a fire at the New York Daily News. This was apparently a big story. A special reporting team was quickly assembled to identify and locate the mystery woman. On the evening of May 12th, I was walking past my neighborhood newsstand in Manhattan when I noticed that the front page of the Daily News featured a full-page photograph of President Kennedy. I was already late to yoga class, so I didn't pay much attention to the headline, which was partially obscured in the stack of papers anyway. Or maybe I didn't want to see it. I was well aware that tabloids such as the Daily News tended to focus on all things personal and scandalous about JFK. Such stories always made me queasy. They reminded me that I was not that special where President Kennedy and women were concerned, that there were always others. So I hurried past, pushing the image of JFK out of my mind. Keeping a secret for 41 years forces you to deny aspects of your own life. It requires you to cordon off painful, inconvenient facts and quarantine them. By this point, I had learned how to do that very well. What I missed in my rush to get to yoga was the full headline below the photo. JFK had a moniker. Historian says Kennedy carried on with White House intern 19. Inside was a story taking off from what was in Dalek's book and featuring a new interview with Barbara Gamarikian, who said she could remember only the 19-year-old mystery intern's first name but refused to reveal it. Her refusal, of course, only incited the Daily News team to dig deeper.